Just want to make sure I'm wired here and that I can see everyone. This is the only church in our province that has such a wide area, and I hope you'll all be able to hear me. I'm the delegate for the Marian Apostolate in Our Lady of the Angels Franciscan province. And our initiative over this last 4 years, this is my last stop, the last parish of all 37 parishes and ministry sites. Our initiative was to promote, and is to always promote, devotion to the Mother of God. And this initiative is to show, through the lives of three contemporary Polish saints, how we also, through them, can promote Marian devotion. Let me begin by saying it is wonderful to hear in the first reading how Stephen gave witness to his faith, and how in the gospel Jesus is preparing the apostles to give witness, because the church is now going to be born on Pentecost Sunday, next Sunday, and we're going to have ministers, apostles, sent out for the first time to the whole world. Well, it's important today, even in 2025, to witness to our faith. And sometimes it's not the priests and religious who do that witness. I mean, I watch television, and sometimes I see in soccer games or hockey or any of the sports, and sometimes you'll see a player going like this. And I say, that's wonderful, a witness to their faith, making the sign of the cross. I don't know if you watch football, but there's a man by the name of Harrison Butker. He's the place kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. And every time he makes a field goal, he goes like this. And I say to myself, what's he pointing to the uprights for? What's he looking at the goalposts for? He's thanking God for the graces in his life. That young man grew up in our Franciscan parish of Holy Cross in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, it happens that lay people are doing the witness today in extraordinary situations. We give thanks to God for them. Remember last summer at the Olympics? There's a young lady by the name of Katie Ledecky. She won all the medals for swimming. After the Olympics, she was interviewed by the Catholic News Agency. And she talked about her faith, and she said this about Mary. Mary has a sacred role in Catholicism. Her strong faith and humility are things we can learn from. I said to myself, she gets another gold medal for that. Well, Franciscans have constitutions, their rule of life, and the very first article says that our charism, our character, is defined by an essential element, our devotion to the Immaculate Mother of God. That's who we are. We take vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and we love the Mother of God in a special way. It's our charism to promote devotion to the Blessed Mother. And so we feel that if you're a Franciscan parish, we should be sharing our charism with you. You should know about it and promote it as well, since you're part of our family. What we wanted to do in this mandate, this four-year term, was to promote Marian devotion through the saints, these contemporary Polish saints. We want to showcase them, because they're not just Polish. Hello, they belong to the universal church. And they are a tremendous example of devotion to Mary. And I would like to tell you a little bit about each of them. First of all, though, I want to thank the friars here for welcoming this initiative as part of our province initiative. So first, we'll speak about Maximilian Kolbe. You probably all know his story. He was born in 1894 and he died in 1941 at just 46 years of age. He died at the Auschwitz German concentration camp, where there had been a prisoner escape and 10 men were chosen as punishment to die as a consequence of the prisoner escape. One young man, father of a young family, who was called forward, his name was Franciszek Gajewniczek, he yelled out, "What will happen to my family?" Father Kolbe heard this. Father Kolbe is one of our conventual Franciscans, and he stepped forward to take his place. The commandant Fritsch accepted the offer, and Father Kolbe would die in the starvation bunker August the 14th, 1941. Even before Maximilian was ordained, back in 1917, he established the Militia of the Immaculate. This association today of the Christian faithful of pontifical right numbers more than 5 million in the world. They give their lives daily in a consecration to Mary, offering to be instruments in her hands to lead all souls to Christ and his Sacred Heart in the world. They wear a miraculous medal as well. But his whole life was characterized by devotion to Mary. He set up a city of the Immaculate outside Warsaw in a place called Terezin, and he named this complex Niepokalanów, which in Polish means Immaculate. He set up a city of the Immaculate, and there weren't just four friars like we have today in a friary. There were 400 plus. There was a radio. There was printing press, a clinic, a fire station. It was like a regular city. And he gave everything to Mary's direction. He would later go to near Nagasaki, Japan, and open a second City of the Immaculate. Well, when he was finally canonized in 1982 in October, who was on St. Peter's Square for the canonization? None other than Franciszek Gajewniczek was there to witness for the first time in church history a saint would be declared a martyr, not because he defended the faith as much as he gave an extreme example of love of neighbor. So Pope John Paul II canonized him martyr of charity. He addressed this for the first time in church history and called St. Maximilian our patron of a difficult century. Second is St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, a Polish religious and mystic. That's hard to imagine. She was born in 1905 and died in 1938 at just 33 years of age. I'm more than double her age, and I'm just beginning to understand God. This woman had uncovered revelations that inspired future popes and millions around the world, gaining for her the title Great Apostle of Divine Mercy. Why? Because she wrote her diary, and the diary is called The Divine Mercy in My Soul. And there, she gave such a profound understanding of God, the Blessed Mother, and religious life in general, that we often say she'll be declared, like Thérèse of Lisieux, also a doctor of the church. But for now, we have her tremendous example. We often say, gee, wasn't it something that she lived in the same area of southern Poland as Pope John Paul II, just outside Krakow in a small area called Wagiewniki. And although John Paul II had heard of her, there's no evidence that they actually met, because Pope John Paul II at the time was studying underground for the priesthood. Well, Sister Faustina, you know, was canonized by John Paul II on April the 30th, year 2000. On that occasion, Pope John Paul II said this, quote, "Today my joy is truly great in presenting the life and witness of Sister Maria Faustina Kowalska to the whole church as a gift of God for our time." Well, in that spiritual diary that Sister was told to write because she became a Sister of Mercy, the superiors asked her to write this diary, spiritual diary. She describes many conversations, apparitions with Christ himself, but people sometimes miss that she also had 22 conversations or apparitions involving the Mother of God. And she gives a tremendous description of the Mother of God. She says she is unspeakably beautiful. And she gives a detailed expression so that sometimes we say, wouldn't it be great alongside the image of divine mercy, that is Christ with the hands extended, the mercy of God and so on. You know that image. Wouldn't it be great to have an image of Mary as Faustina describes her? Because Mary is, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy. She's the Mother of Mercy. And so I could also see alongside Jesus, I trust in you, Jesu fam tobie, another painting of Mary and have the saying, and trust in the Immaculate. Well, in some of the parishes have gone already. Artists have promised that they will take this up, and one day we hope to have a painting. Of the descriptions and the apparitions and the encounters that Faustina has with the Blessed Mother, one is particularly interesting to me. She's talking to Jesus and she says, I'm having trouble in this area of my spiritual life. I can't get over it. Can you help me? Jesus takes a moment, then turns to her and says, my dear, if you're having trouble in that area, why don't you go to my mother? And I thought, isn't that something? Even Jesus defers to his mother. Isn't it great that we can pray and ask Mary to intercede for us? Because, look, if we need anything from someone, we should ask the mother. No, the son will never refuse the mother. And so it's our prayer as Catholics as well to pray for the intercession of Mary towards Jesus. Well, to sum up what St. Faustina said about Mary, she simply put it this way. Mary is my instructress, ever teaching me how to live for God. Finally, St. John Paul II was born in 1920 and died in 2005 at the age of 84. His devotion to Mary was clear for the whole world to see on his election as Pope, as he chose as his motto, Totus tuus, all yours. And under the arm of the cross, as part of his coat of arms, he had a stylized M for Mary. What could have accounted for John Paul II's strong devotion to Mother of God? Three possible reasons. One, he lost his own mother when he was 9. And many, many times people remember seeing him praying before the icon of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in his parish church of Vadovice. In fact, his father and he occupied the second floor apartment, came down the stairs just around the corner to the parish church where he'd be found often praying there before the Mother of God. Second, many, many times he would accompany his father to the famous Way of the Cross in southern Poland, Kalwaria Zebrzydowska. And there he would identify Mary with the cross of Christ. As Christ died for us, is our Redeemer, Mary, dying 1,000 deaths at the foot of the cross, certainly shared in that act of redemption. And he clued right into that. And third, like most Poles, John Paul II had a filial devotion to Our Lady of Częstochowa. In fact, on his first visit to the shrine in 1982, he invoked Saint Maximilian when he said, "As she, Mary, won in Saint Maximilian, so shall she win in you." A reference, obvious reference, to the Polish nation, which was looking forward to the days of freedom. And with John Paul II's help and the intercession of Mary, the Mother of God, they would ultimately gain their freedom from communism. Well, John Paul II, of course, would also come to see the role of Mary in 1981, when an assassin's bullet almost took his life. That was 1981, May the 13th. After that assassination attempt, he is quoted as saying, "Someone's hand had shot me, but another hand directed the bullet. For in everything that I saw on that very day, I saw the extraordinary motherly protection and care that turned out to be stronger than the deadly bullet." John Paul II was canonized by Pope Francis in 2014. While all the saints of the Catholic Church characteristically have a strong devotion to the Mother of God, these three contemporary Polish saints offer us an example to give us a clear glimpse of the life of heaven. At the end of Mass, you're encouraged, if you wish, to come forward and venerate these relics. And you can make the sign of the cross, say a little prayer. If you have a crucifix or some sacred item you'd like to touch the relics, you're welcome to do so. I'll remain here in case you have any questions. And so I'll just conclude. I'm sorry if this is a little long today, but I wanted to say just a few words, if I could, about these saints. I want to ask for their intercession for all of you through the intercession of St. Maximilian, St. Faustina Kowalska, and St. John Paul II. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.